Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That was a game I thought the Buccaneers had in hand, even towards the end there, and the Falcons would not go away. Kirk Cousins would not be denied. He threw the ball 60 times almost for over 500 yards in this game that did go to overtime with that walk-off touchdown you just heard right there. Kadarius Hodge taking it the distance. It was a 45-yard. It was a great play. Darnell Mooney had two touchdowns. That little guy, Drake London, had a touchdown and 154 yards receiving. I talked about Atlanta as maybe a potential landing spot for Devontae Adams. If their guys are out there doing this, I mean, that was a lot of yards there. Mooney and London both cracked 100. London cracked 150. Pitts had 88 yards. He looked like a real tight end for the first time all year. He's been a huge disappointment. And, yeah, they were able to withstand the Tampa Bay Bucs. They got a little help, I'd say, from the refs, who ignored that very obvious face mask on Bucky Irving, which should have been called and would have been the end of the game right there. But you know what? Bucks had a chance to stop him after, and they couldn't. So I'm not going to cry over that. But I do think, in general, that was a fun game last night.
It was a fun game. It was also fun if you took Kirk Cousins over 226 passing yards, as I advised, because he doubled it.
Yes, he did.
More than doubled it. Way more than doubled it. Had one of the, I think I read it was like the 18th most passing yards in NFL history or something.
In a single game, yeah. I think so.
I mean, it was a historic game. And the funny part is, and you're right, I think he's playing better. I still think he's a little weird with the back foot and the Achilles, and I'm not sure he totally trusts that, or there's something there. But the way Bijan Robinson hasn't even done anything. He hasn't even really contributed. So they have another weapon who I think is their best all-around player.
Not this year, he is.
No, I know, and that's the weird part, but I think he's capable of carrying an offense at various points. That's an interesting team, especially in that division. If you can pile up some wins and kind of take care of your business, set yourself up for December, January, being a dome team, if you can keep, you know, get some home playoff games, like, you can do some damage with that team.
Yeah, you certainly could if they were if they're able to kind of focus it all and get there. I think that's a team with a lot of talent on it for sure, and a team that's now 3-2. Bucks are 3-2 as well. It's a pretty good little division right there in the NFC South, which I was also not expecting to happen this year. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to Ryan, who is in Vermont, who has a thought on the coaches before we get to our picks. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got to talk about the Patriots again. It's much more fun to talk about the team today.
Yeah.
But a few weeks ago, somebody brought up how if you put Drake May in there, and he looks good, but the offense still isn't producing, that can fall back under the coaching staff. So do you think it's a fair evaluation to say that the coaching staff is valuing job security more than winning and developing Drake May?
That's a good question. Are they valuing that more? I think that there's more value to Drake May playing and being good. If they think he's not ready, then yeah, they'd be valuing that more because they don't want him to go out there, be exposed, and thus expose all them as, you know, bad coaches, as fair or unfair as that is. That's the way it would go. That's an interesting way of looking at it. I think that they're all invested in pulling the same way. I also think they all kind of got, I don't want to say marching orders, but they're all going into this season with their eyes open, you know what I mean, Andy? Like, they know this wasn't going to be a good season. They weren't expecting to win a lot of games this year. Ownership isn't expecting them to do that. I don't think that they want to be embarrassed week in and week out like they've been the last couple of weeks, but I think that there's an understanding that, and Kraft has said as much, you know, we're not really going for a ton of wins this year. We're trying to build something.
Yeah, he has said that a couple times. Remember, he said it in the Mike Reese story. That was the Jets week. So it was really only less than 2 weeks ago. There's some rough spots ahead or something like that. We understand that, but we think we have the right people in place. And I would say if he firmly believes that, and they believe he believes that, that is very valuable. If they firmly believe when he says, I hired you, Gerard Mayo. He hired you, Alex Van Pelt. Elliot hired you. You guys are my guys. I trust you to make the right plays.
Mm-hmm.
I think that goes somewhere because the caller's right. We're all human beings.
Right.
And there's some survival mode. There's some look out for myself. Like, right? It's just Darwinism. Like,
yeah.
That's how the base, most basic instinct. And
good movie.
Okay. That's not what I'm saying. Jesus, you creep.
What?
I don't know why I call you a creep.
It was a good movie. You didn't like that movie?
Well, yeah. And there's the one scene that's kind of famous.
Yeah. Where she's in the room and she's crossing her
yeah.
leg.
Yeah, 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 of course. Yeah, 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 that scene. Everybody knows about it.
There's some other good scenes in that movie. That movie yes. came out when I was like, you know, when I was like a tween. So, you know, back in the day, you didn't really have a lot of options. Basic Instinct came on one of the movie channels.
Cinemax?
That was a whole night right there, you know? Like, that was, okay. I didn't need, you know, unplug everything. It was just, that was it. Just me and Sharon Stone.
And yes, okay.
Yeah, that's the way it was.
Yeah, let's get back to Drake May and Alex Van Pelt.
Oh, fine. I'd rather talk about Sharon Stone and her...
It's like dinner time. People are driving home with their kids, and you're like creeping it up on the radio.
Are they?
People are stopping in the drive-thru, like getting... It's Friday night, so we're picking up pizza, or maybe we're going out to get
something.
And they're
going, yeah, that Sharon Stone's pretty hot in that movie. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, the six-year-old's like, what's he talking about, Dad? What does he mean his whole night was set?
Well, son...
You'll know, son, someday.
Yeah, very good. All right.
It's natural and it's okay.
Let's get to it right now. Let's get some picks for the weekend here on WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arkin. Is there like a bed for this or?
Yeah, a little music.
Totally my fault.
That's okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get a little football
hey,
music.
Hey, we're still
here.
Working out the kinks. We're like the
That's
Patriots.
That's all right. Yeah, no big deal. It's just, it's.
We might have a mutiny on our hands.
Let's
I don't know.
Take two. Take two. One, two, three. All right. Unique New York. I'll do a little vocal warm-up, and we'll try it again. We'll just, you know, it's okay. The live radio is not that big a deal. You just you know, you treat it like we're just doing a taping.
Ooh,
and now, without any further ado, let's make some picks here for Week 5. Jacob, what games are we picking?
So, first game that I have that, you know, the Bears are favored by 4 over the Panthers at 1 o'clock on Sunday. I thought that DeAndre Swift looked great last week, and... the Carolina run defense is terrible, so that's what I'm going for. That's my big game first.
So I will go with the Bears to cover. I think the Panthers stink. I think the Bears will be fine in this game, Swift. I agree with you. Give me the Bears, lay the points.
I'm on the Bears, too. I think there's a little bit of money going towards Carolina in terms of, like, the sharps or whatever, but I don't trust it. At 4, I don't know if I'd even trust it at 6.5. I think that Chicago, as many warts as they have here defensively, are going to have a really hard time keeping up with the playmakers on that Bears team. And I do believe that Allen and all those guys are playing, right? So they're going to be at full strength for the first time in a while. So, yeah, give me the Bears.
All right, next up we have the Minnesota Vikings versus the New York Jets in Europe.
The Sam Darnold Bowl.
Yeah, the Vikings are favored by 2.5.
I'll start on this one. I like the Jets. I like the Jets plus 2.5.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I think Rodgers in another country is just going to be a little bit more dialed in and ready to go for some reason. I don't know why. I just feel like, you know, the older guys had more experience with this. Darnold is off to a great start. The Vikings are off to a great start. But I like the Jets here with the 2.5.
Yeah, this feels like a kind of a sucker bet where no one's buying in on the Jets. Everyone's now accepting that the Vikings are good and buying in on Sam Darnold and the Vikings. So I should take the Vikings. That's why I will take the Jets.
Ah, there you go.
Not getting me on a sucker.
Big brain, that one. All right,
yep.
We both like the Jets. We both like the Bears, and we both like the Jets. Well, you got to find something we both don't like here, Jacob.
I actually disagree with you guys. I would take the Vikings in
okay.
that game. Baltimore Ravens versus Bengals at 1 o'clock. The Ravens are favored by 2.5.
You want to take this one first, Andy?
I am going to go with my guy Joe Burrow to dig out of a hole. I think the obvious bet here is the Ravens, because I think people are ready to maybe anoint them one of the best teams in football, especially if they pull off the Edgar Allan Poe trade and get Davante Adams.
I don't think he's going to make it by Sunday, but yeah, that happens.
I don't think he will.
I'm not going to be picking against them much for the rest of the year.
Coming off a huge game by Derrick Henry, the Bengals' D-line has been banged up. They've been putting like practice squatters out there. They've kind of been like the Patriots' offensive line. So everything tells me to take the Ravens. Therefore, give me the Bengals.
Yeah, I like the Bengals too. It's a division game. It's a home dog, which I always tend to lean towards that anyway. And I feel like the Ravens, as good as they've looked at times, also I can't get that Raiders game out of my head. And I think that the Bengals have a chance here at the very least. I think they win the game, but at the very least to cover the 2.5. All right, next.
Next up, we have the largest spread of the week, 49ers versus Cardinals at 4:05.
And that is a 7-point spread, is that right?
A 7-point spread, yes. And the game is in San Francisco, I believe.
Give me the birds. I want the birds, and I want them right now at +7. I think the Niners are a much better team. I'm picking against them again, which maybe is a dumb idea here, but this is also a division game, and for some reason the Cardinals give them trouble when they play them. So I don't necessarily think they win this game, but can they keep it within 7? I say yes. Give me Arizona.
Give me the Purdy Birdie, the real Purdy Birdie, Purdy, to win this game. I think the 49ers are by far the better team. And you know me, I don't think very much of Kyler Murray. I don't think he's the best quarterback in this game. And I know you don't think very much of Purdy.
I'll say I've come around a little bit on Brock Purdy after he annihilated the Patriots last weekend and did it with what was funny about the Brock Purdy performance is like every single thing that I ripped him for, he completely shoved down my throat. Like, that was, well, he's not really that good at moving around. He's not good at escaping the pocket. The team's really a result of all the guys around him. Nope. It was him. It was him making those plays. It was him extending the plays. It was him really doing all of it with a bunch of guys who were banged up. Perfect throws all over the field. Brock Purdy, I owe an apology. I was not familiar with your game, at least as much as I should have been. But despite all that, I'm still going with Calamari, as our good friend Andy Gresh used to call him.
Good luck.
And the Arizona Cardinals to cover the 7 at the very least. All right, next.
So we have Raiders at Bronco in the Battle of the Tanks. The Broncos are favored by 3.
Broncos favored by 3. You take this one, Andy.
Yeah, I'm going to take the I'm going to take the Broncos. I guess I'll lay the points. I don't love this game. Scoring points, not great for the Broncos. The Raiders, I think, are not a very good football team. Talk about a mutiny. Yeah. I think that's a team that could mutiny at some
point. 2 mutinies in 2 years. That's pretty bad. They are the Raiders. I mean, they are Pirates, so that does make sense. It does
track. Pirates. Yeah, so just give me the Broncos. And I believe the Broncos are wearing their orange crush jerseys.
Nice. This,
so that right there in and of itself is reason to pick them.
Yeah, I've been a Bo Nix believer for a while, and he hasn't been great this year or anything, but it does seem like he's improving week to week, and I agree. I think the Raiders are a mess, and they're on the road. I like the Broncos here, too.
All right, we have Green Bay Packers at L.A. Rams, and the Packers are favored by 3. Jordan Love is back.
Jordan Love is back, but his 2 top receivers, I think, are banged up. I don't know if Dobbs and Watson are out or if they've been limited or what exactly their designation was in the Friday injury report here, but I read that it is troublesome for that offense. So I like the Rams here. I think that the Rams cover the 3. They're at home. Another home dog. I almost always lean that way when the home team's given points like that. So, yeah, give me the Rams plus 3.
Give me the Packers. Give me Jordan Love. I think they're the much better football team, and he's got some time to make up for while he's been on the bench. So I think he has a big day throwing the football.
He was bad last week, wasn't he? Didn't Love have a bad game, or am I misremembering?
Yeah, did he play last week?
I thought he did. Didn't Love play last week?
He did.
And was he bad? These are all things I probably could have looked up. Jordan Love was 32 of 54, 389 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks. So it was a mixed bag. I'd say that wasn't terrible, but the 3 interceptions is a lot, and they lost the game to the Vikings. So there you go. All right, what's next? Oh, wait, did I make a pick there?
I think you did.
Yes, I did.
Jesus.
I picked it.
Have you lost your mind?
No,
what is going on?
I'm looking at a bunch of different things here. I picked the Rams plus 3. All right, what's else
do
we have?
Well, in that game, look out for Dontavion Wicks for his over-receiving yards, because I think because some of their wide receivers are out, he will be a top target for Jordan Love in that game.
That.
Last but not least, Sunday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys at Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are favored by 2.5.
I got to tell you, if we weren't doing this right now, I probably wouldn't touch this game, honestly. Like, I don't know what to make of the Steelers. I never know what to do when there's a game to bet on that they're a part of. Generally, I feel like the under's a good thing to take here. But Dallas plus 2.5 on the road. The Steelers' defense, as good as it is, I think the Dallas defense could give Fields some trouble. So I'm going to go Dallas here plus 2.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dallas. I don't feel great about it because I do think that Steelers' defense is pretty good. And this Cowboys offense, I'm not sure exactly what it is. The running back position, CeeDee Lamb and Dak and their relationship, the play caller. But they got talent. They have talent, and I'm not sure about the quarterback situation for Pittsburgh. So, give me Dallas.
All right, there you go. Those are our picks for the weekend. We did not I have to go back and listen, I guess, but I don't know how we did on our picks last Friday.
Somebody's supposed to be keeping track of these. Can we get like an intern or a board?
Yeah, we'll start keeping track.
All right, we'll go back.
We said that last week.
We did say that last week. That's true. And then it's a little different because we got a lot of different people all working on the show over the course of the week. However, We can go back and listen. We'll see how we did last week, because last week was the first time we really went against each other. The problem is we agree on too many picks. There's only like two we disagreed on. So we can just narrow it right down to the two we disagreed on and just go with those, because the rest of them don't really matter. At any rate, we're still workshopping this bit. We'll get to it. We'll get it right at some point. It's just picking NFL games like, you know, no other show does that. So
it's very groundbreaking.
I'd say so. I'd say we're probably the first show in radio history to do it. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. There's your picks for the weekend. Coming up, we'll close out the show with This Week in Social Media, hashtag TWISM.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.